Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201. Live from Studio C. We're on the second floor of the Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. Hey guys, guess what? It is a Wednesday. It's the 13th day of November. Welcome to it. Good morning.
Hump day.
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
Hump day.
It might have been an unusual thought when I first woke up this morning. I was, I have two...
Well, you know what, Jay?
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're a wild and wacky radio guy.
Okay, thank you, Kevin.
Whoa!
Yeah, wow. Okie dokie. So I have two relatively large dogs, and when you wake up in the morning, they are ready to go, and they do two things that people don't do first thing in the morning. Immediately run down the stairs as fast as
they
can.
They're like children.
Yes, 100% like a 5-year-old. They run down the stairs as fast as they can go and immediately want food. And I was like, man, it was one of those days where I think I hit snooze like 4 times, out of character, but just, soggy brain was like, man, it's going to take forever to get me out of this bed today. And I was thinking, what if there was a way, and what would it be? Like with a dog, if you offer a dog a treat, man, it doesn't matter day, night, sleeping, not sleeping, they're up and boom, treat.
Yeah.
What would there be? What treat could there possibly be to be like, oh, man, I'm out of bread. Ooh, let's go.
For a human. Cash, maybe?
Cash. Ooh. That's a good one, Kevin. It might be cash.
Like if you get up and you get down there within a minute, there's a $100 bill for you.
Well, okay. Yeah, that might be the one.
That might be it. Cash is king.
Yeah, and I knew, and I was like, well, food definitely not, because, who wants to eat within the first 30 seconds? I think it's a rare commodity to want to eat.
That is pretty, yeah.
That fast. But if you, you're right.
Even a husband in the 1950s or whatever. I feel like they were kind of like dogs. They just got up, they walked downstairs, and expected there to be food on the table.
Robot.
Sit down and eat.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. But money might be the one, yeah, where you go, hey, $50 if you get to the kitchen table, $100 if you, get the dog's fin, get outside in the first 5 minutes. Be like, wow, yeah. All right, I guess I'm up.
Who's supplying this money?
I don't know. Just the universe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, don't overthink the dream.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Steve is very technical. He wants all the information mapped out before we have any imaginary fun.
Yeah. Are we going to have to pay taxes?
Yes, Steve. Thank you for ruining it 100%. I appreciate everything you've done. So that's the treat for humans. Cash is king. You're right, Kevin. Kevin, this guy's already on my list this morning because he's seen the movie 3 Men and a Baby. And I was like,
okay, that doesn't surprise me.
It's
though,
just too old.
Age wise, it's wrong. But then again, he'll sit here and talk about things that are so old or so weird that you're like, okay, so how did you catch that one? But you missed 3 Men and a Baby.
Yeah. And then he's like, who's in that movie? And who did you say it was? Who was your first guess?
Danny DeVito?
Yes. He goes, Danny DeVito? And I go, no. And he goes, Arnold Schwarzenegger? I go, are you thinking of Twins?
He is thinking of Twins, which is a fine movie as well.
Yeah. And he's like, no. I'm like, Steve Guttenberg. And then I couldn't even remember everybody in it. I'm like, I started looking it up.
Tom Selleck.
Mm-hmm. And?
And Steve Guttenberg, Tom Selleck. Oh, geez.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
I know.
Who's the third?
Just think of Cheers.
Is it Ted Danson?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well,
it's funny. I was getting confused because I just heard Ted Danson doing an interview with Tom Selleck. And
what? Why is this world so
Ted
random?
Ted Danson has a podcast. He has a podcast.
That is the
and
most.
And he was talking to Tom Selleck, and sure they were talking about Three Men and a Baby. And I was like, wait, am I just thinking it's Ted Danson because they were talking about it?
Right.
No, it really was him.
That is as random as it gets. Again, this world does weird things like that where you and I both have separate thoughts about Three Men and a Baby, you know, 30 years after it's
right.
been made, or 40 almost.
Ugh. Pretty odd.
Yeah, very. Steve, it's a must watch. Steve, I hope you do it this weekend.
Yeah, I'll think about it.
In Nashville, streaming it.
Oh, you're on a plane. You could watch it on the plane.
Oh, good call. Yeah.
It's a good plane movie, too, I feel like.
Yeah.
Is it?
Hour and 42 minutes.
Yeah. It's
good chuckle.
Okay.
Zero offensive to anybody
That's right.
around you.
Anybody seeing the screen wouldn't be like, whoa, buddy.
Yeah. Anybody who saw your screen, I bet you, would at some point comment.
There's a likelihood.
Like, is that Three Men and a Baby that you're watching?
Especially for Steve, because he looks like he's about 12.
Yes.
Wait. I'm allowed to fly by myself.
You're allowed to fly without being the last one off, so a flight attendant can get you to a parent.
Yeah, that's right. What'd you say, Kevin?
I said that's when you tell them, I'm considering adopting a baby.
Wow.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You know how they spell biscuit, Kevin?
B-I-S-K-I-T. Hey.
Is your name Kevin Steve?
Yeah, I do know.
Kevin James.
B-I-S-K-I-T. Biscuit.
Steve's looking right at it. Yep, I see it. I know how to spell.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hello, and I need to know... I don't know if Steve will know the answer to this, but Jay, I think you will.
Okay.
I may need to go into like witness protection.
Mm.
Something like that, because I don't feel
something
safe.
Okay.
Yeah, once I say what I did, I don't feel safe, and I just need someone to tell me how to protect myself in this situation.
Oh, boy.
I gotcha.
I was... moving some stuff in my closet. I was actually looking for something.
Uh-huh.
So I was moving, like, you know, a laundry basket that's been in there forever.
Sure.
And I was just like, what all's in this basket? And I'm pulling stuff out, and it's like, oh, cool. Coats that fell down from the... So I'm hanging those back up. And then I see, oh, there's a bag from Kohl's.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, oh, those were the shorts that I bought this summer, and shirts. Shirts didn't fit. They were terribly small. But I was like, it's been a long time. So I looked to see what the receipt was or whatever, or I was trying to find the receipt. And there at the bottom of the bag was the receipt and a pile of Kohl's cash.
Oh, yeah.
All the Kohl's cash. And I looked, and it was expired.
Expired.
Oh, gross.
Because it was like June when I went
shopping. Sure, of course, yeah. You got it. I think you only get like a couple weeks or something.
Yeah, I didn't use it when I was supposed to. And I thought, man, if I posted that I just wasted Kohl's cash.
Yeah, people come after you.
I would be injured.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to actually.
What? You didn't use your Kohl's cash?
Here, I'm going to put it on the poll to see if I can make you feel better, Kevin. Okay. Have you ever wasted Kohl's cash?
I mean,
it was quite a bit because I had bought quite a bit of stuff. And so then I thought, well, I guess remember these shorts that I didn't like and the shirts that didn't fit? I'm keeping all of them now, and I'm wearing the shorts today. I like them more than I did before, but...
Well, now that they're actually
tried
yours.
The shirt on, it still does not fit.
Ah, so dang it. You want to give it to Steve?
Yeah, no, I'll just have to lose weight to try to get into it.
I see. Okay, all right. Hey, incentive. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I don't even like the shirt that much, but
well,
I do have a couple
it's
nice
yours
shirts
now, baby.
That, yeah.
That is a bad feeling, Kevin.
Oh, I just was like,
I know,
geez.
There's people all across the Inland Northwest right now that are just cringing at the fact that you've wasted Kohl's cash, but, you know.
I know that. And like, to me, I was just like, I almost was like trying to hide it when I was throwing it away.
Don't tell anybody.
I was like, geez, don't let anybody see this.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, well, you don't have a wife around here. You're fine. Just throw it away. Yeah. Be a man.
As he puts it in the shredder.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Mm. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Guys, look, it's Steve.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Steve.
Good morning. I feel like I might be judged by this.
Oh, well, we just judged Kevin. Let's get in line.
I'm going to say it anyway.
Do it.
I don't know. Yeah, I wonder if this is worse.
No, do it.
Okay.
No, seriously.
So yesterday, I've been thinking about this for a while, actually.
Okay.
I'm like, boy, I really need to change the batteries for my smoke detectors.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, okay. And I've had
Is that something you have to do in an apartment?
I was going to say, you live in an apartment. You tell them to.
Yeah. I was going to say. I don't know if you have to do that on your own, but I mean, I think you're more than welcome to.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. At my past apartment, I had a little bit of a situation where I didn't change the batteries. No one did anything.
Right.
And it started beeping.
3 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Woke me up. I panicked.
How many do you have?
Right now?
Yeah, I mean, in yours, you just have one?
I have two.
You have two in that apartment?
Yeah.
Wow.
And a carbon monoxide
detector. That's safety first. Yeah, I like it. I don't mind that.
Yeah,
that's good.
Well, let's just say when I was living at my previous apartment, the fire department got involved.
Oh, because it beeped or because it went off or what?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
I panicked and I didn't know.
Oh, you called the fire department.
Well, no. Here's what happened.
Okay.
Can I tell the story?
Yeah, I was going to say this. You better, because right now it doesn't look good.
Okay. This was years ago.
It was beeping. Call the fire department.
This was years ago. So it was like
that makes it better.
Yeah, I think it does because I was young, I was naive, sure. I didn't know what was going on.
Sure, let's say that.
So imagine now he was younger and more naive than today.
Yeah, so he was an infant.
Yeah.
That's something.
Yeah. So what happened was I lived across the hall from my boss, and
awkward.
Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear this beeping noise at, you know, like 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Sure.
And I freaked out because I didn't know what was going on. And I called him.
Called your boss?
Yeah, because
at 3 a.m.
No. It was later in the morning because he had the morning show. So I figured he was up.
Oh, see. Okay.
Yeah. And so I called him. I think I actually did wake him up, maybe. And he was like, don't worry about it. It's probably nothing. It's like, okay.
Great that, boss
that's not,
answer.
That's not really comforting.
It's probably nothing.
Yeah. So then I called my dad.
Why didn't he just say, don't care? Yeah. And then you called your dad.
Yeah.
Okay. Woke him up.
Definitely woke him up.
Nice.
And he's like, yeah, it sounds like it could be the battery, but it could also be something else.
Okay.
So he worked me up a little
comforting,
bit.
Yes.
Yeah. He's like, you gotta call the fire department.
For real?
Yeah. The non-emergency line.
Okay.
So I was like, okay.
Oh, do they have that one?
Yeah. So I called.
You just like look up in the phone book, fire department?
I don't know. I found a number. It wasn't, you know, the typical, you know, number.
Sure.
And so I called them and it was the legitimate fire department.
Of course, yeah.
And the guy answers it and they were all volunteers or whatever.
Okay.
And I go, hey, here's the situation. I held my phone up. I'm like, I think it's the battery. I don't really know. And they're like, well, we can come by and check it out and just to make sure and blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, I don't think that's really necessary. And they're like, well, that's kind of our job.
Okay.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, and you called.
Yeah,
right,
and
yeah,
you called.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, but we don't need to make a big deal out of this. But I don't need, like, the fire truck or anything like that. I'm like, well.
You don't get to determine that.
That's not your choice.
Yeah. I don't know if you know that.
what happened was, a police officer came.
Oh, geez.
Then they brought out the whole fire truck.
I mean, safety first. They don't know who they're dealing with. They don't know, you know, what the scenario is. So they're going to be, proactive, if you will.
And let me also say, I did try to call my apartment, my property manager first.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't pick up, even though they had like a 24-hour whatever.
The order is property manager, boss across the hall, dad who is sleeping, fire department.
Yep. So I woke up a lot of people. And they came by and they were like, yeah, it's It's the battery. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Dropping off my teenager at Rogers.
Wow, look at us go. It's just that time of day, I guess.
That's
what happens.
Kevin James.
Oh, probably not as much conversation with a teenager in the morning, I would imagine.
No, it's like using a crowbar to pry him out of bed in the morning.
Yeah, right. Well, and it's a boy, too, so you know how that goes.
It's just right.
Not as conversational in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, at night.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
We are going to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot in 1 hour. It's nearly $1,000 again. So, good chance to win. And we'll be talking a little bit about how you can help out with our Christmas wish, which is on the way. Well, Steve and I are going to be out and about today with that. So, more on that in just a second. Right now, though, let's get to the audio vault. Kevin, I know you like J.K. Simmons.
I do. I think he's very cool. I think I very first fell in love with him in the movie Juno.
Oh, that
movie? Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Good movie.
It was a really good movie.
Good yeah. movie.
Did you know that movie, Steve?
Yeah, man. Did you know I did?
The Rock was talking about him on the set of The Red One, which is their new movie.
We knew that, you know, J.K. was going to come in and be the most jacked Santa in the history.
It really is something to witness. It's impressive.
It's an amazing shape. And so part of what you were saying, what we wanted to do with Red One was take Christmas lore and just flip it on its head, present things a little differently that could be something cool for families to enjoy all around the world. And J.K. comes in and he's an animal.
Yeah. The most jacked Santa on the planet.
Yes. Oh, for sure.
And, now, the Rock calling him an animal.
Yeah, right. I mean, but you're not wrong, though. I mean, it's impressive.
I'm very interested in that movie because I saw the preview again last night, and it's supposed to be funny.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay, I was just making sure.
And I think probably like they weaves a message in, you know how that is, but yeah.
And I'm like, I hope, because like we can't really take that super serious, guys. The people you're fighting, the creatures, and the other, whatever,
course,
trying to save Santa. It just, but yeah, I'm interested. I will watch it.
I mean, it says it's listed as holiday comedy satire and then action adventure.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. I mean,
a little tongue in cheek.
Sure.
I'm all for it.
Absolutely. Martha Stewart has, you know, she puts out a couple of cookbooks. What? I don't know if you know that. Or,
oh, Jay, I know everything about Martha Stewart because I watched Martha, the documentary, on Netflix.
Okay.
It's on Netflix.
Nice.
I watched it the other day, and actually yesterday. It was interesting. I did not know about her life, really. And she had a fascinating life and was the first ever female billionaire, businesswoman, self-made billionaire.
Sure.
She had a wild life, and she was not very likable for a while.
Yeah.
And I feel like now she's transformed herself into being very likable.
And has her 100th cookbook.
I don't know of another cookbook author who has 100 books. So I didn't know what to do. We talked about it. What should the 100th book be? And then I thought, well, how great it would be just 100 of my favorite, not all my favorites, 100 of my favorite recipes with the stories that go with them.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Because otherwise, after, you know, at 100, how many, I mean, I can't, my wife and I were talking about the other night, we can't come up with like 10 meals. So I don't know why you come up with 100 cookbooks. But good for her. I mean, well done.
When you watch the show, you realize that she really had just a natural gift for being able to do all that stuff. Like it just came to her very easily, and she was super creative and passionate and able to build it into something that was, I mean, an empire. And then she went to jail, which was, seeing that whole story, that was very weird too.
Yeah, that puts a crimp in it. And then
It was a weird story.
Wheel of Fortune last night, or maybe two nights ago, I guess it was now. So this guy, he buys a vowel, he gets a U. There's a lot of U's up there. Ryan Seacrest, man, there's a lot of U's. And you're looking at the board, and I'm looking at it right now, and the first word has four letters. The second word is clearly yourself. And it looks like it's going to be an easy, because it's a phrase, like this is going to be an easy one. Maybe not as easy as you think. I mean, I'm not great at Wheel of Fortune.
No, but it was pretty clear that it was yourself.
Give
and
yourself.
It looked like it was going to be, you know, give yourself. And the last word was long, and there was enough letters that you were like, oh, that's applause.
Correct, yes. Or is it?
I like to solve the puzzle.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Treat yourself a round of sausage. No.
I'm sorry, that's not it. Over to Katina.
I would like to solve.
Okay.
Give yourself a round of applause.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's what
yeah,
it
that's
is.
That's it.
That's what it is.
It's... I mean, not even give. Not give yourself a round of sausage. Treat yourself.
Well, and you know, these are famous phrases.
I like to solve the puzzle.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Treat yourself a round of sausage. No.
I don't know whose voice that is.
That was Alex Trebek from his. I mean, not Alex.
That Pat was Sajak. Pat Sajak's retirement voice.
Like you solve yes. the puzzle?
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Treat yourself a round of sausage. No.
I'm sorry, that's not it.
I'm sorry, that's not it.
Good to know.
He had a great interview afterward with. Pat Sajak's daughter. It was great because he's like,
oh, did he? Okay.
I don't know. He goes, the lights came on, you know, and he goes, you know, Ryan's there and Van is there. And I just kind of got lost in it. And it was pretty early in the show. He's like, I got to admit, I think I was a little starstruck from what was happening. And I just kind of blacked out.
Well, you're viral now, sir.
Yeah, man. And I just want everybody to know, as you start your day today, guess what? Treat yourself a round of sausage.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You tie like a fishing line to the doll that's laying on the floor. You've probably seen those guys.
Yeah, try to get the spooky doll to scare someone.
You stand it up and the person is usually sitting on the couch with like a laptop or something.
Yeah.
So fun, as long as it's not you.
Kevin James.
Like all of a sudden the doll just starts moving and then at the very end they always pull it really hard and it flies at you.
It comes flying at you. It's not funny.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
No, it is not funny, but yet I laugh every time. Gosh, guys, we're heading to Nashville this weekend. Very exciting to go to Nashville for CMA week because Nashville is, I mean, it's next level buzz on CMA week because everybody's in town.
Yeah, it is. It's as good as it gets.
Yeah, for
that
sure.
That week is super fun. Everybody is, you know, everybody's in town. Everybody's home for the week, and that's kind of nice.
Voted Nashville's least amount of sleep week. It just barely edges out CMA Music Fest. But yeah,
and I think the trouble is that it's like there's so many award shows that you don't know about leading up to it for songwriters, and then each record label probably has their own thing that they want to do before and after. And it's just, it's a crazy time for all the artists.
Oh, man, the Writers Awards, all that stuff. You're right, Kevin. There's just party after party and late night after late night and then early morning. Yeah, that's the part that gets them. There's like, so the Writers Awards, I think, are, I want to say Monday night. And then Tuesday, a lot of the artists will be like coming to see us to do interviews. So they're working on maybe, you know, 5-6 hours of sleep, which, again, doable maybe one night in a row. But you're also trying to see friends, and you've got meetings with your label, and you got all those things. So it's like literally almost no sleep.
Well, what's funny is you come and do an interview. They're not just doing an interview with us. There's probably, 50 radio stations?
Maybe
not that many.
Where we are, there's probably, maybe 30. I don't know. But there's plenty.
There's plenty. And then you go from there to another one,
another location,
even bigger,
sure,
yeah, and it's like, so they do probably 80 to 100 interviews,
sure, yeah, I'm sure they probably do.
Wild,
yeah,
okay,
so yeah, it's and it's very busy. It's we're there for like 48 hours. It's a whirlwind trip.
This is. Are we able to talk about all the details of the fact that I don't get to go?
Right. Because of that, here's what happened. Kevin said something on the air last week, so he's been suspended, so he can't go. because of the incident. So he's just not allowed to make the trip.
Because of the incident.
Yeah, well,
no, but they were just like, here's the problem. The things that you say to Steve and the things that you want him to do while you're in Nashville are not appropriate for work. And so you are not allowed to go. Steve is going.
Yeah, and now I'm going to do all of those things.
Right.
Oh, I hope so.
And say all of those things.
Yeah, right.
I hope so.
That would be interesting.
I mean, first of all, just getting to Nashville is interesting with Steve because, Jay, he was already getting his toiletries and everything ready on a Tuesday
Absolutely.
For a Sunday flight.
Got his travel stuff ready to go.
Uh-huh.
All his travel supplies in the appropriate size so he can
now
carry them
about
on.
Changing his battery and his smoke detectors before he leaves so that the apartment's safe.
Mm-hmm. Or check that box, Kevin. Both of those boxes are checked.
Yes.
What else do you have that you're trying to get done, Steve, before you go?
No, that's, I don't want
to. I told Kevin, we leave very early. I send him his itinerary. He's like, okay, great. And I'm like,
it's like 5:30 or something?
Yeah, well, it's like 6 something. But he goes, I go, you know, and then he's like, well, what airline are we flying? I'm so like, get the airline app, and then it just you'll have your boarding pass in your app. Oh, yeah, got it. I'll download the app. And then, what's our exact departure time, Steve?
Hold on a second. Let me look. No,
I thought you had to memorize. That's crazy that
you don't.
I think
it's 6:05. But
reckless.
6:05.
Yeah, okay, thank you. So he's like, what time are you going to get to the airport? I'm like, well, I have pre-check, but, you know, it is busy in the morning. I will say that. Spokane Airport anymore in the morning. It's like where everybody flies out. So it's pretty busy. Okay, what time are you going to get there? You know, I don't know. 4:30-ish, maybe, you know, maybe a little later. He's like, I was thinking about getting there around 4. I'm like, we leave at 6:05. Yeah, but I was thinking about being out there 4. Maybe should I get there earlier than that? And I think he saw, by the way, I said 4. He's like,
4?
Like, as if I was thinking
like
that
I
was
need
late.
To be earlier.
Yeah. Should I get there earlier than that? I said, well, you can, but I don't think they open till 4. So I don't know if you want to get there at like 3:30 and be first in line.
Oh, I'll stand in line, baby.
You like at some sort of, you know, general admission concert.
Steve, do you just feel so much better if you get through the security and you don't care if you have to sit there and wait, you know, for an hour or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You would rather just get through it early, sit and wait.
That is correct.
Okay. I don't hate that. I lean a little bit more.
I don't hate it either.
Towards your thinking on that. Jay's very good at, you know, pushing it, but he's really good at it. And he does it. And I'm just like, yeah, I don't want to operate that fast.
Yeah. Especially that early in the morning.
Yeah. Well, you know, you only have to be sweating it out in the TSA line like one time to never want to do that again.
That's a bad feeling.
Very uncomfortable.
Sure.
Yeah, very uncomfortable. And sometimes it's, you know, out of your control, and then sometimes it's not. But so Steve's going to show up on Friday for Sunday's flight. It should be great. He's going to hold a spot there.
Yeah, you got a tent I can borrow?
Just set it up right there by TSA. The Big 99.